you are. I read on the radio this morning that said, I may be dying, every part of me may be dying, because this is what it is, right? We're getting older. But I shall live forever. Hallelujah. What a contrast. But I shall live forever with my God. I bless your name, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, come.
Breath you have given us this morning.
Come, the highest of heights, to make us.
after when the disciples, the apostles, were waiting for the gift that the Father was going to send, I wonder if they talked and they said, well, when is it coming? Is it here? What is it going to look like? They had no clue what it was going to be. And then we read about God's authority literally running through this room. There was this wind that you could hear, you could feel. Sometimes we rush through life too fast. And as Jorge was saying, we just don't wait. We just need to wait on you, Father. I know you speak when we stop talking. Sometimes there's so much we want to say and we kind of cloud you out and we're entertained by our own voice when we really need to incline our ear to your heart. Yield our hearts to you, Father, and cause us to listen. And even on Sunday mornings, Father, not that we're so eager for the next song or the next thing or whatever, or even to go home. We check off our list that we came to church, but we want to be in your presence. And we just want to listen. Speak, Lord, to us.
Rest in this place. Teach us how.
that we dwell within them, we fill them, we cause something miraculous that wasn't fully able to be explained. Everyone had a reason, but the truth is it was a gift that the Father promised. Hallelujah. He is faithful, and what he says he's going to do, he delivers. Hallelujah. Because the scripture tells us exactly what occurred in that room. But there must have been exceeding joy and something just great within that